Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
Hey, thanks for tuning in and welcome to Right at Home with Rich. And I've got a great show planned for everybody today. You know, with all the rain in the last few days and that crazy hard downpour we had last Wednesday evening, there's no better topic to start off with than the importance of house wrap. How many of you understand and know that wind-driven rains get behind your vinyl siding? So we'll be talking about all of that to start off. Other topics include, but not limited to, some choosing exterior paint colors, updating your front porch, and how to choose a fantastic front door. But don't forget the main topic, my main topic every week, whatever you want to know. Yes, any questions, clarifications, concerns that you may have about your home, give me a call today. Let's talk it out. The number you need, 314-241-9797. Call in with any of your questions. And of course, don't forget, every week, right smack dab in the middle of the show, my Right at Home hack. Today, find out the secret ingredients to polish your copper cookware. You have these ingredients in your home already. Find out what they are today. And one last time, only for the next hour, any question you have about your home right now, you can reach me, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And, you know, I want to, for starters, I want to remind everybody of our upcoming webinar that we're going to have here in April on April 28th at 11:30 a.m. We will have a bathroom webinar, 10 steps to a successful bathroom remodel. So listen to the Mosby experts talk through that, explain things. It's a little interactive. You can get involved in everything, and it's a lot of fun. We've done an exteriors one. We did a kitchen one. A lot of people signed up. You could go to our website, mosbybuildingarts.com www.ritchiefs.com/seminars. Check out the information, sign up, let us know you'll be there. We'd love to talk to you at that webinar. And so, you know, thinking about house wrap, thinking about, you know, what's good needs to happen and the importance of a house wrap. And, you know, I always like to talk about, you know, some of the things I'm running around and seeing and what's happening, you know, out there. And, you know, so last Wednesday, I was actually went in the evening to take a look at some windows for a client. And, you know, I'm looking at the windows and everything, and they want to change all their windows. They got, you know, builder grade vinyl windows. House was built in 1997. And so they're looking to get rid of that, get it more energy efficient, you know, just get some of the heat and stuff from coming in. And they realize how bad the windows are. They've had, they said, like 4 or 5 different window companies out, all of them with the main focus on the windows, the R value, the U value, the solar heat gain, all this information. They bring out these test kits that, you know, shining a hot light bulb through some glass and showing how this glass is so great and all this stuff. And so when I'm there and we started talking about, you know, what they wanted to do with the windows, So the wife says to me, you know, you don't really have to get into all the specifics on the windows, all the values and all that stuff. We've seen, we've heard, we know all that. And I said, yeah, no, I said, you know, all these windows are in comparison, and you just want to, you know, make sure you choose a good one. But, you know, in choosing the right company and the right installation process, I said, has anybody spoken about how they get installed? Has anybody talked about, you know, removing siding so that they can flash these windows so that they won't leak? And, you know, their eyes kind of lit up like, well, no, they were just all like, we're going to put in a window. So I kind of, you know, explained the replacement window process, explained siding, flashing, house wrap, wind-driven rains, talked way more about the house than the actual windows. We can pick good windows, but spoke a lot more about putting in a new construction window and taking off the siding and flashing it properly to stop air, stop water, stop everything from infiltrating, using low expansion foam to insulate around the windows. So it's great insulation. And then now that you've got something so great, we can put your siding back, we can put new siding, we could do, you know, this, that, the other. And you know, obviously they were extremely intrigued. So, you know, when you think about a house and you think about the importance of that house wrap, and what does that house wrap really do, or what does it really matter? Well, you know, so nowadays it is, when they build new homes, it is, you know, in the codes that they need to protect it with a house wrap, stuff like that. I definitely question some of the products that are replacing house wrap, and I definitely question some of the installation process of, you know, which builder, things like that, how good or proper or right do they get it. But, you know, house wrap, if you think about it, think about putting on a great windbreaker when you walk outside and it's a drizzly, windy day, and it just, you know, how even the right thin coat can protect you so well and keep you warm, you know, and that sort of thing. When you get the right material and you make it work right, it's just a great thing to do. So when you think about house wrap, that's, you know, kind of what's happening, you know, basically flashing any penetrations with metal flashing, and then incorporating the house wrap properly into that to get water from behind the siding back out where it needs to go, you know, not inside the wall, not around the windows and doors, but back out onto the surface of that siding or the ground or the foundation is really, you know, what you are after. So house wrap will drain. It's basically a watershed plane. So if water gets back there and it's installed properly, it will drain out of the flashing or to the bottom and not affect the wall of the home, but it does also allow that home to breathe. So if you get temperature difference, condensation, things like that, moisture vapor is basically what you end up with inside your wall. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, putting plastic on the inside of the house went away, because it didn't allow it to breathe and it let that moisture vapor turn into condensation. Well, your house wrap will actually breathe out and let that that moisture vapor to the outside, get rid of it, protect everything, keep the house dry. It also blocks the air infiltration from coming in when pushing from the outside. So it's kind of like a backdraft damper, you know, let it out, but not in. So it's pretty amazing technology. And, you know, I definitely recommend it. Building new, it is something similar to it is code now. So, you know, we're finally getting to a spot where the municipalities are saying, wow, maybe we should have houses that don't leak, you know, have houses that don't have issues. So, you know, that's kind of the big importance of that house wrap. And you want to make sure what's behind that siding is done properly. And, you know, looking at that house from 1997, it has literally no house wrap on it whatsoever, just the vinyl siding right on top of the sheeting and everything. So we had a good discussion about what to do and why, and maybe where, and watching where wind-driven rains get to and come from. So they have a better education, and now they can kind of pick and understand what do they want in their new window system and installation and window type and everything else. So this is what you can get from us. This is what you can get from Mosby. So I invite you to check us out. You can go to our website, callmosby.com. For now, we're going to get to our first break here. Again, I invite anybody, if you have anything going on like this, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797, and we can answer your questions and talk it out. So we'll get to that right after these messages.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314 314- 941-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, here we go. Hey, I am standing here, and I am in my room on the second floor looking out the window at the trees just moving around like crazy, and I just got word that the city of St. Louis is under a wind advisory until midnight. So, you know, what does that mean for you? Is a great question. I would advise, for starters, go around the outside of your house and just, move your trash cans. Think of anything loose on your deck. Maybe set some, lawn furniture and stuff, over on its side if it's real tall. If you have umbrellas, of course, close them up. Make sure they're, wrapped up. Just thinking of anything that can actually be loose and blow away. But really, the most important thing I would say about something like this and a wind advisory, so it goes till midnight, they're saying. So tomorrow morning, I would recommend that everybody take a walk around the outside of your home. Just look at it. Look for screens missing. Look for, vinyl siding blown off, the metal fascia or the gutters, blown off, and definitely the roof. You really want to just walk around and look at that roof. And, if you have a colored roof, like a gray or a brown or something like that, if you have a fairly dark roof, it could be pretty hard to see, because really what you're looking for is like a black spot that's just a lot darker color, because sometimes the actual tab of the shingle will blow up, break off, blow away to land three houses down, and you don't even know that you're missing a piece. And so you want to look for that black backing of kind of like the backside of the shingle is what, it's just a straight black color. So a light gray, something like that, is pretty easy to see. Darker colors, it could be harder to see. So really look and examine that roof from the ground. Just look around and make sure you don't see dark spots where it looks like something could be missing. And if it does, call the pros, call the experts, get it examined and get it looked at and taken care of, because you want to protect everything for sure. You want to make sure that you're good. So that will be happening until midnight. So good luck to everybody out there with the wind. Hopefully it doesn't do any damage to your home. But for now, I want to look at kind of, instead of destroying the home with the wind, let's talk about how to make the home nicer. Some effective ways to make it look better, kind of update. Sometimes it's great to do the updating. Everybody looks at their home and says, oh, let's update the kitchen. I want to update the bathroom. I need to keep it up to date. Well, look at the outside of your home and think about the same thing. How do you keep that up to date? Siding, stone, windows, just new nice things. Some of the easiest ways to do that: number one, simple maintenance and cleaning, power washing, very important. Just keeping up with it means so much. But an easy way to really transform is paint. Just painting the siding, the windows, the shutters, changing the colors up. And it's one of the quickest ways to spruce up the outside of your home. So, when you think about it, so how do you choose a really good color for your home? What are some of the steps and, the things to think about, and to me, one of the top things you want to do is pay attention to your neighborhood. Pay attention to the surroundings around you. Take walks, study the color schemes of the homes around you. you know, and see if anything kind of sparks your fancy, see if there's anything kind of similar to your home, your style, you know, then a variation of some of your favorite color schemes can really look nice and appropriate, but you just want to make sure it's appropriate, you know, for the entire neighborhood. So, you know, another thing you want to think about doing is how full sunlight, you know, intensifies colors. When you make choices, you want to really look at some of those colors, you know, on different parts of the home where they get the most sunlight is good, or the time of day that they get the most sunlight. So if you're only looking at, you know, the home in the evening and it faces east and you never really have the sunlight, try and look at it in the morning, you know, or the afternoon when there's a lot more sunlight to really see and understand. It's kind of like, you know, inside the house is the same. Look at it day, night, look at it with lights, look at it without lights during the day, stuff like that. You know, sometimes you see things under that different light. You know, when I painted my first floor last year, you know, I had a coat on all these ceilings and they're all interconnected, open concept, and I'm looking at it. And of course, I'd worked all day on it. So it's now kind of evening, the sun's going down. It was kind of, you know, fall, not a ton of sunlight. And I'm looking at it like, this looks really pretty good. You know, like, this is great. Next thing you know, I'm up the next morning, sun's out. I open the window blinds and everything. And I'm like, all right, so next coat. You know, it looked fine in the evening, totally needed another coat in the morning in the sunlight. So think about and check into that. And another thing I would definitely recommend is, you know, think about the accents of the home. You know, typically, you know, a lot of homes have some smaller details, you know, shutters, porch columns, your fascia. So, you know, kind of become adventurous with some of this color and think about, you know, where you can put some different colors and really break it up and, you know, really accent certain spots of your home. And if you want to take it even further than paint, you can start to look at some of those products too. Like if you have the columns, well, what would it look like if you put a little stone, you know, on the bottom and then replace the column from the stone up and then did your paint? You know, there's a lot of things like that that can really change the appearance and really spruce everything up. So also when you're looking at all these different colors and products and things for the home, you know, think about contrast. Really think about the variations in the tones, the highlights, and the architectural details of your home. You know, I invite you to really embrace getting some contrast with lighter and darker, and, you know, sometimes go out on a ledge a little bit with some darker colors and you'll really end up liking it, you know, and maybe it's something that you want to get like an app or something and where you can kind of change the colors and get a photo of the house and change the colors and kind of test it out. You know, there's some apps out there where you can change the siding colors and stuff like that. That, you know, there's even some free apps out there from painting companies and from siding companies that could really help you see what that home's going to look like. But testing those colors is also really, really important. And then coordinating those materials, the colors with the brick or the stone, and, you know, dark red in the brick, different things like that. You really want to make sure you pay attention and focus to that too, with how these colors work out and go hand in hand together and all of that. So, hey, hopefully that can help you kind of figure out a way to spruce up the outside of your home. We're going to get into our middle break here. When we return, I will have my hack. You're not going to want to miss the ingredients you need for shining up your copper. So we'll have that right after this.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. Got the hack here. I know everybody has been waiting for this. So, you know, I'll explain. So copper pots, pans, and kettles are beautiful, and they are preferred by a lot of chefs out there. However, they can easily tarnish, right? Copper always tarnishes. So here's the secret. What you need from your house, ketchup and salt. Yep, you heard it. Ketchup and salt. So spread a layer of ketchup over the copper. Leave it on there for maybe about 10 minutes. Let it kind of work its thing. It's all about the acid. You can rub it with a soft cloth and rinse it off. Now, if you have a heavier tarnish on there, what you're going to do is sprinkle a heavy layer of salt over the ketchup. And before you begin to polish that, you know, you'll have it on there. Go ahead and as you wipe it all off and scrub it, that mild abrasive action of the salt will remove the tarnish for you. So ketchup will also work on silver, brass, stainless steel. It's all about the acids in there. So lemons, all that stuff works really great. So if you want to hear any of my hacks or this hack again, you can find them on my social media pages every week. If you go to Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or at Rich Orris Twitter, you can see the videos. Check them out. I do them live every single week. You can go back and see old ones and remind yourself about them. So, and if you have any questions for me today, live on 97.1 right now, 314-241-9797. Give me a shout. Any questions you need. So we're going to get back into making the house look pretty for everybody. So we kind of talked about those paint colors, which you can, you know, use all those exact same tips, you know, for new siding, for new products on the front of the house, you know, stone, brick, things like that. So what is the next step you really want to look at in completely updating the house, the front of the house, the curb appeal, all that? Of course, it's the front porch. Front porches are a big deal. Everyone loves them. We love to sit out there. Everyone wants more space, a bigger front porch. Love to be outside, especially with all the COVID and stuff we've had in the past year. A lot more trying to gather outside. So it's good to have, you know, a place to be and meet your neighbors as they're walking by, all that stuff. So the front porch is one of the biggest things that can really make a difference to your home, to your curb appeal. You know, it can really define the characteristics of the home and the aesthetics of everything, you know. So it is the best way to really, you know, captivate the personality of yourself, the home, the style, everything, you know. So what does a front porch really do? What do you really want to think about? Well, think about that first impression. A front porch is the first impression. Even, you know, going to sell the home, you know, think about people pulling up to the home and it's going to be the first thing they're looking at, you know, right from the yard to that front porch. It's everyone's first impression. So you really want to, you know, make it inviting, make it breathtaking, would be great. And just, you can so well transform the exterior of the home with that front porch. So things to think about with a front porch is, you know, and what really plays hand in hand is the fenestrations around or on that front porch. And so, you know, fenestrations is the doors, the windows, you know, those penetrations in the house there. So when you look at the front porch, it is the perfect time to think about that front door being changed. How do the windows look? Or even as simply as, you know, the screens, redoing the screens, having old worn out screens can really just bring that curb appeal down. And it's kind of that maintenance I was talking about where people see that and they go, oh, well, if they're not taking care of these screens, you know, what else are they maybe not taking care of? So you want to keep up with that sort of stuff. So sometimes that could just mean reinstalling new screens. Or I did have a hack a while back about how to revive and bring those screens back to life a little bit if they're not, you know, torn and everything and they're just faded. So take a look for that. So what are you doing on the front porch? You know, you need your rest and your relaxation. So, you know, maybe you want to sit and enjoy a cold beverage, a cup of coffee in the morning as the neighbors are walking by. You know, it's a nice spot to really just relax, sit out there and be inspired and all of that. So think about the decoration on and around, you know, that front porch. You know, your porch is a spot you can add a lot of extra character, you know, around the holidays and the changing seasons. You know, my wife's been going around looking for a wreath that she really likes, that, you know, spring is here, and trying to find something really nice to just kind of dress up. And when you're doing that, you want to think about, you know, the potted plants and the flowers around it, you know, rugs, area rugs, the welcome mat, you know, what's it say, things like that. There's so many things like that that you can use and do to just really very easily sprucing up that porch and just make your house look nicer throughout the different holidays and the different seasons. Now think about it getting dark. Okay, so now all of a sudden, what do people see at night? You know, what is the lighting like, you know, on and around that front porch? And how can you really, you know, feature an outstanding porch at night? So there's, you know, a number of ways and lighting solutions available out there to really give your house, you know, some good personality, you know. So mixing different types of lights, you know, from table lamps to wall sconces, to landscape lighting, maybe that shines up at the house, or, you know, soffit or gutter lighting that shines down on the house is another way that can really dramatically change the appearance, you know, of that house and really transform the whole front elevation, you know, at night, you know, once it's dark. So we were talking about house wrap, right? We were talking about the importance of that. We were talking about water and keeping water out from windows and everything else. So when you're looking at your front porch, think about weather protection. If you're redoing the front porch, think about how far you're going out, so that maybe you're protecting your door from some elements. So, you know, from the sun, if you face, you know, east or west and get a direct sunlight, you know, in the evening or the morning, or any of the rain, things like that. If you're on a side of the house where you get a lot of wind-driven rains blowing in, maybe you take that porch out a little further, that, you know, just to protect that house, you know. And it can really also, it can change the climate inside the house when you're getting shade on those windows and doors in the summer. A deeper porch is really going to protect all of that. And it's really going to, you know, put out some good first impression pieces, you know, for everybody when you get it out and you really make it substantial and work with the house. So another thing, and one of the most important things to think about, is accessibility. Think about frequent guests. Think about, you know, entryways. How can people get in, get out? You know, think about the steps. So, you know, think about how the level of that porch and how you get in and out and things like that. I was literally, I think it was Thursday, I met with a homeowner that we were talking about. Her main goal in her home right now is to try and get better access in and out, because she has crazy stairs all around, from every way in. You know, from the front, from the side, from everywhere. So, you know, we're talking through all these different ideas on, you know, and she even got far enough into maybe doing like a room addition or a screen porch on the back of the house and making that her main way in, where it'd be less.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. Got the hack here. I know everybody has been waiting for this. So, you know, I'll explain. So copper pots, pans, and kettles are beautiful, and they are preferred by a lot of chefs out there. However, they can easily tarnish, right? Copper always tarnishes. So here's the secret. What you need from your house, ketchup and salt. Yep, you heard it. Ketchup and salt. So spread a layer of ketchup over the copper. Leave it on there for maybe about 10 minutes. Let it kind of work its thing. It's all about the acid. You can rub it with a soft cloth and rinse it off. Now, if you have a heavier tarnish on there, what you're going to do is sprinkle a heavy layer of salt over the ketchup. And before you begin to polish that, you know, you'll have it on there. Go ahead and as you wipe it all off and scrub it, that mild abrasive action of the salt will remove the tarnish for you. So ketchup will also work on silver, brass, stainless steel. It's all about the acids in there. So lemons, all that stuff works really great. So if you want to hear any of my hacks or this hack again, you can find them on my social media pages every week. If you go to Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or at Rich Orris Twitter, you can see the videos. Check them out. I do them live every single week. You can go back and see old ones and remind yourself about them. So, and if you have any questions for me today, live on 97.1 right now, 314-241-9797. Give me a shout. Any questions you need. So we're going to get back into making the house look pretty for everybody. So we kind of talked about those paint colors, which you can, you know, use all those exact same tips, you know, for new siding, for new products on the front of the house, you know, stone, brick, things like that. So what is the next step you really want to look at in completely updating the house, the front of the house, the curb appeal, all that? Of course, it's the front porch. Front porches are a big deal. Everyone loves them. We love to sit out there. Everyone wants more space, a bigger front porch. Love to be outside, especially with all the COVID and stuff we've had in the past year. A lot more trying to gather outside. So it's good to have, you know, a place to be and meet your neighbors as they're walking by, all that stuff. So the front porch is one of the biggest things that can really make a difference to your home, to your curb appeal. You know, it can really define the characteristics of the home and the aesthetics of everything, you know. So it is the best way to really, you know, captivate the personality of yourself, the home, the style, everything, you know. So what does a front porch really do? What do you really want to think about? Well, think about that first impression. A front porch is the first impression. Even, you know, going to sell the home, you know, think about people pulling up to the home and it's going to be the first thing they're looking at, you know, right from the yard to that front porch. It's everyone's first impression. So you really want to, you know, make it inviting, make it breathtaking, would be great. And just, you can so well transform the exterior of the home with that front porch. So things to think about with a front porch is, you know, and what really plays hand in hand is the fenestrations around or on that front porch. And so, you know, fenestrations is the doors, the windows, you know, those penetrations in the house there. So when you look at the front porch, it is the perfect time to think about that front door being changed. How do the windows look? Or even as simply as, you know, the screens, redoing the screens, having old worn out screens can really just bring that curb appeal down. And it's kind of that maintenance I was talking about where people see that and they go, oh, well, if they're not taking care of these screens, you know, what else are they maybe not taking care of? So you want to keep up with that sort of stuff. So sometimes that could just mean reinstalling new screens. Or I did have a hack a while back about how to revive and bring those screens back to life a little bit if they're not, you know, torn and everything and they're just faded. So take a look for that. So what are you doing on the front porch? You know, you need your rest and your relaxation. So, you know, maybe you want to sit and enjoy a cold beverage, a cup of coffee in the morning as the neighbors are walking by. You know, it's a nice spot to really just relax, sit out there and be inspired and all of that. So think about the decoration on and around, you know, that front porch. You know, your porch is a spot you can add a lot of extra character, you know, around the holidays and the changing seasons. You know, my wife's been going around looking for a wreath that she really likes, that, you know, spring is here, and trying to find something really nice to just kind of dress up. And when you're doing that, you want to think about, you know, the potted plants and the flowers around it, you know, rugs, area rugs, the welcome mat, you know, what's it say, things like that. There's so many things like that that you can use and do to just really very easily sprucing up that porch and just make your house look nicer throughout the different holidays and the different seasons. Now think about it getting dark. Okay, so now all of a sudden, what do people see at night? You know, what is the lighting like, you know, on and around that front porch? And how can you really, you know, feature an outstanding porch at night? So there's, you know, a number of ways and lighting solutions available out there to really give your house, you know, some good personality, you know. So mixing different types of lights, you know, from table lamps to wall sconces, to landscape lighting, maybe that shines up at the house, or, you know, soffit or gutter lighting that shines down on the house is another way that can really dramatically change the appearance, you know, of that house and really transform the whole front elevation, you know, at night, you know, once it's dark. So we were talking about house wrap, right? We were talking about the importance of that. We were talking about water and keeping water out from windows and everything else. So when you're looking at your front porch, think about weather protection. If you're redoing the front porch, think about how far you're going out, so that maybe you're protecting your door from some elements. So, you know, from the sun, if you face, you know, east or west and get a direct sunlight, you know, in the evening or the morning, or any of the rain, things like that. If you're on a side of the house where you get a lot of wind-driven rains blowing in, maybe you take that porch out a little further, that, you know, just to protect that house, you know. And it can really also, it can change the climate inside the house when you're getting shade on those windows and doors in the summer. A deeper porch is really going to protect all of that. And it's really going to, you know, put out some good first impression pieces, you know, for everybody when you get it out and you really make it substantial and work with the house. So another thing, and one of the most important things to think about, is accessibility. Think about frequent guests. Think about, you know, entryways. How can people get in, get out? You know, think about the steps. So, you know, think about how the level of that porch and how you get in and out and things like that. I was literally, I think it was Thursday, I met with a homeowner that we were talking about. Her main goal in her home right now is to try and get better access in and out, because she has crazy stairs all around, from every way in. You know, from the front, from the side, from everywhere. So, you know, we're talking through all these different ideas on, you know, and she even got far enough into maybe doing like a room addition or a screen porch on the back of the house and making that her main way in, where it'd be less steps. And she actually, you know, said to me, she has a couple of friends that, you know, she bought this house a year and a half ago, something like that, and they have not been able to come over and see her new house because they just simply can't get upstairs like that anymore. So they don't have a good way in. So think about everyone, even your friends and everybody, when you look at the accessibility of that front porch, think about all your friends, loved ones, yourself, you know, everybody. You want to make sure that you could, if you can make it easy on everybody, absolutely do so. I even did a front porch years ago where it had a couple steps in the front, but it was concrete, and we did a ramp down to the side of the driveway so they could actually come up the side and go up a ramp, and you do either wheelchair or just somebody that can't walk steps very well can just walk that slight ramp up to that front door. And standing at the front of the house, looking at the aesthetics and everything, you couldn't even see that ramp was there from the front yard curb appeal. It looked really, really awesome. So there's a lot of ideas like that can be figured out when you're looking at, you know, designing and thinking that stuff through with a design build company like Mosby Building Arts. So we're going to get into our final break here. Last segment coming up after this. Let's talk a little bit more about that front door and how to choose a really good, fantastic front door for yourself. So, and if you have any last minute questions, you want to get in anything we've talked about, sparked a chord with you, again, feel free to give me a call in this last segment, 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. And speaking of calls, so we did get a call in from Donna, and you know, she was asking about her front porch. So apparently Donna has one step to her front porch, and she said it's about 2.5 inches too high of a step. So I'm guessing right now it's about, you know, 10.5 inches or so tall, which is very, very common with concrete front porches and the sidewalks that come up to that front porch. As the home ages and the ground settles, more than likely it probably started out with a 7 or 8 inch step, and the ground has just slowly lowered to a point where that step got too tall. And you know, it's hard to notice all at once. So you know, what I would, you know, recommend for that is building up everything around that porch to raise the sidewalk, you know, probably pouring a portion of the new sidewalk or an entire new sidewalk or something like that. So get that step back. And if you can, you know, lower that step a little bit, you know, if you could get it to 7 or 6 inches just to make it a little bit easier, that would be awesome. But one thing you want to make sure you do is if there's a step from the porch into the house, into the door, you definitely want to match that height. So if your step is, you know, 7 or 8 inches from the porch into the door, then put that sidewalk to match that step, because you don't want those uneven. What you don't want to do is come out your door, step down 7 inches, go out to the edge of your porch, and then all of a sudden drop 8, or it's shorter. Shorter is bad also, because you're expecting a certain distance. So shorter can be just as bad as taller, where if you go from a 8-inch step to a 5-inch step 4 or 5 feet later, you could really lose your footing and fall over pretty easily. So make them even. If there isn't a step into that front door, then yeah, raise that thing up. Maybe make that step, you know, 6 inches if you can. It'd be a little more comfortable. But the thing to remember is you want to raise everything around that porch. What you don't want to do is have the ground or the landscaping around that porch sending water backwards towards the house. And you know, water is, you know, about the biggest culprit in settling ground, settling foundations, you know, that sort of thing. So when they build the house, the overdig that they build around to build a porch or to build the home or the foundation, you know, that's dug way down. They put dirt and everything back in it. It does settle over years and it'll keep settling. And, you know, a lot of times on a newer house, 10 years after it's built, you can add 5 or 6 inches of soil around that foundation or around that porch to get that slope back. And another 10 years later, it's back down and you got to do it again. That ground is settling in and compacting for quite a long time. So, you know, that's what happens a lot with those front sidewalks up to your front porches. So that's what I'd advise doing. Look at the landscape all the way around and make sure you raise everything to keep water away. And you really want to, you know, make sure that you're keeping everything good and safe. And so, you know, thinking of making that back to normal and everything, and your front door, you know, your front door is definitely a great way to immediately dress up the front of the house. And, you know, the inside of the home, you know, can always be just as interesting as the outside, but the outside is that first impression, and everyone is going to see the outside of the house prior to the inside. They're just going to have to. So, you know, think about that front door and the material and the glass and really, you know, making that wow first impression when, you know, someone comes up to that house, whether it's to visit, whether it's to purchase, whatever you're looking for, you know. And it's always better to do things, you know, sooner than later if you can. I mean, have your list, think about, you know, what you're going to be doing to the house, but, you know, think about things getting more and more expensive too. So as time goes on, these front doors we install, they get, you know, labor goes up, the cost of the materials goes up, there's shortage stuff with COVID and different things, there's all this stuff going on. So these building products always go up. I don't see them go down a whole lot, and it's always going to continue to grow. So if you're thinking of a new front door and you're like, well, I'm going to get that bonus later, you know, maybe we'll do it next year. Well, maybe think about going ahead and doing it and, you know, using a little really low interest financing to get it taken care of and then pay it off, you know, 12 months later or whatever. You know, think about getting it sooner than later. It would be, you know, it benefits you a lot and it could save you some money in the long time, even with, you know, some really low interest rates today. It's a great thing to do. So for everybody out there, just a reminder, Mosby Building Arts, Exteriors by Mosby. We do all this outside work, porches, everything. You can check us out online, callmosby.com, or give us a shout, 314-909-1800. We'd love to come out and see your projects and everything. And for everybody else out there, hey, thanks for the call in, Donna. And I will look forward to talking to everybody next Saturday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. And speaking of calls, so we did get a call in from Donna, and you know, she was asking about her front porch. So apparently Donna has one step to her front porch, and she said it's about 2.5 inches too high of a step. So I'm guessing right now it's about, you know, 10.5 inches or so tall, which is very, very common with concrete front porches and the sidewalks that come up to that front porch. As the home ages and the ground settles, more than likely it probably started out with a 7 or 8 inch step, and the ground has just slowly lowered to a point where that step got too tall. And, you know, it's hard to notice all at once. So you know, what I would, you know, recommend for that is building up everything around that porch to raise the sidewalk, you know, probably pouring a portion of the new sidewalk or an entire new sidewalk or something like that. So get that step back. And if you can, you know, lower that step a little bit, you know, if you could get it to 7 or 6 inches, just to make it a little bit easier, that would be awesome. But one thing you want to make sure you do is if there's a step from the porch into the house, into the door, you definitely want to match that height. So if your step is, you know, 7 or 8 inches from the porch into the door, then put that sidewalk to match that step, because you don't want those uneven. What you don't want to do is come out your door, step down 7 inches, go out to the edge of your porch, and then all of a sudden drop 8, or it's shorter. Shorter is bad also, because you're expecting a certain distance. So shorter can be just as bad as taller, where if you go from a 8-inch step to a 5-inch step, 4 or 5 feet later, you could really lose your footing and fall over pretty easily. So make them even. If there isn't a step into that front door, then yeah, raise that thing up. Maybe make that step, you know, 6 inches if you can. It'd be a little more comfortable. But the thing to remember is you want to raise everything around that porch. What you don't want to do is have the ground or the landscaping around that porch sending water backwards towards the house. And you know, water is, you know, about the biggest culprit in settling ground, settling foundations, you know, that sort of thing. So when they build the house, the overdig that they build around to build a porch or to build the home or the foundation, you know, that's dug way down. They put dirt and everything back in it. It does settle over years, and it'll keep settling. And, you know, a lot of times on a newer house, 10 years after it's built, you can add 5 or 6 inches of soil around that foundation or around that porch to get that slope back. And another 10 years later, it's back down and you got to do it again. That ground is settling in and compacting for quite a long time. So, you know, that's what happens a lot with those front sidewalks up to your front porches. So that's what I'd advise doing. Look at the landscape all the way around and make sure you raise everything to keep water away. And you really want to, you know, make sure that you're keeping everything good and safe. And so, you know, thinking of making that back to normal and everything, and your front door, you know, your front door is definitely a great way to immediately dress up the front of the house. And, you know, the inside of the home, you know, can always be just as interesting as the outside, but the outside is that first impression, and everyone is going to see the outside of the house prior to the inside. They're just going to have to. So, you know, think about that front door and the material and the glass, and really, you know, making that wow first impression when, you know, someone comes up to that house, whether it's to visit, whether it's to purchase, whatever you're looking for, you know. And it's always better to do things, you know, sooner than later if you can. I mean, have your list, think about, you know, what you're going to be doing to the house, but, you know, think about things getting more and more expensive too. So as time goes on, these front doors we install, they get, you know, labor goes up, the cost of materials goes up, there's shortage stuff with COVID and different things, there's all this stuff going on. So these building products always go up. I don't see them go down a whole lot, and it's always going to continue to grow. So if you're thinking of a new front door and you're like, well, I'm going to get that bonus later, you know, maybe we'll do it next year. Well, maybe think about going ahead and doing it and, you know, using a little really low interest financing to get it taken care of and then pay it off, you know, 12 months later or whatever. You know, think about getting it sooner than later. it would be, you know, it benefit you a lot, and it could save you some money in the long time, even with, you know, some really low interest rates today. It's a great thing to do. So for everybody out there, just a reminder, Mosby Building Arts, Exteriors by Mosby. We do all this outside work, porches, everything. You can check us out online, callmosby.com, or give us a shout, 314-909-1800. We'd love to come out and see your projects and everything. And for everybody else out there, hey, thanks for the call in, Donna. And I will look forward to talking to everybody next Saturday.
Get more at 971talk.com.